Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of We Talk Photo. I am John Peterson here with Mr. Jack Graham. How you doing today, Jack?
It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. It's mid-60s, going to be 70 by Thursday. John, I see you're getting some rain and weather again up there. But
mid-40s and raining, which is, you know, that's what keeps the Northwest green. So
yeah, well,
can't complain.
I bet we get more rain than you get. You just get it all in 6 months.
Yeah, and it's just, it's constant. But this weekend, 70 degrees, it's going to be the kickoff of spring.
That's why it's green up there.
It'll be nice, yeah.
And I'm going to be with my group. I have a small group, a little private thing going on here in Olympic in about 3 weeks that I'm really looking forward to.
Nice. Well, I'll be up there a week after you, I think, doing my workshop.
Good for you.
Yep. So
thanks everybody for being here. We just finished our 2 podcast episode with Art Wolf. I hope you all listened to that. If you haven't, please go back and listen to it. As you know, you really should go back and listen to some of the archives John and I were talking about, the people that we've been fortunate and honored, quite frankly, to have on with us over the, what was it, 5 years now? It's going to be five years.
Yep.
Coming up. That's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of people doing YouTube videos, YouTube channels and podcasts that have shown up in the last 5 years. Some of them, I think, run a great podcast, great channel. And, you know, and then there are some, and again, I'm not going to get into names, because I know some of them, that regurgitate the same stuff. And it's really not anybody's fault. How do you come up? You know, I've got my own YouTube channel, as do you, John.
Yep.
And I'm not so sure I'm going to continue it. I'm going to do a couple more videos. I'm not really worried about whether I have 10 million people look at it or 2 people look at it. That's not my thing. And I'm not after sponsors like a lot of people are. But my challenge is to find something new to talk about that hasn't been talked about. And, you know, I'm going to take the liberty here of blowing our own horn here a little bit, Sean, of what we've done with this podcast. And you know, we started talking less about gear and less about 10 tips to do this and that, and more about creativity with people like Guy Tal and Michael Gordon and Cole, and, you know, some of the people that, great photographers, and, you know, Art Wolf and Alistair Bennett. You go right down the list. We've had some people on that just are super creative. And that's where we trended this podcast from the very beginning.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say that everybody's copied what we're doing. I'm not that full of myself or what we're doing here. But you know what? We were doing it before a lot of people that are doing it now. And we're going to continue doing that. That's, I think,
for sure. Well, I think, you know, Jack, for me, it goes back to, if I was to take a big step back, you know, for many years, photography, they've questioned whether photography is an art form or not, right? Is photography art, as it's understood from the classical definition of art? And I think those of us that are photographers would like to think that it is. Great. So, you know, are painters famous for the paintbrushes they use or the paint they use? Are sculptors famous for the chisels they use or how
You're
they hold the chisel?
I'm not that old.
No, but my point is that the, you know, the really great artists are about the end product, not about the tools or the techniques necessarily. There are some exceptions to that, but it's about the creativity and being able to express your vision through whatever artistic medium you have. And I think that's where you and I have always been aligned, and kind of the foundation of this channel is really expressing more of the art and the creative side of this, not the how-to side.
Yeah, and other people are doing it really good too, and have different views on life than I do or John does. John and I don't agree on everything, even though he should agree with me all the time because I'm right most of the time, but we don't agree on everything. And it's kind of cool because we bounce stuff off each other. And I listen to other people's podcasts. I listen to some great ones. In fact, on my blog, I think I listed them a couple of years ago. Maybe I'll go back and do the ones I really like again. There's some great ones there. There's also a lot of repetition and a lot of stuff, you know, that people telling somebody, if you do this, man, you're going to be a pro. And that's kind of what we were talking about, what this podcast is going to be about.
Yeah, that's kind of what started.
John, I want you to take the reins. Because we were talking before we came on air here about what we wanted to talk about. John really has a good concept. He'll be able to enunciate it with more direction. I'm just going to kind of follow your lead here.
So I got 2 points for you, Jack. Kind of just to tie up the first topic we were sort of talking about, which was creativity and art instead of technical knowledge. And you know, whether you're a beginner, an intermediate, or a seasoned photographer, at some point we have to stop thinking about gear. I think if we want to create art, we have to stop thinking technically and start thinking creatively. And a lot of it's not necessarily about the how to do something. It's about the when to do something and why to do something. And that's why you and I don't necessarily get into the how side of things. We're more into the why and when and learning to see and those types of things. So that's sort of my way to tie up that last topic. But the topic that Jack and I have been talking about a lot lately is the use of the word pro, P-R-O. And, you know, if you follow these tips like a pro does, you're going to shoot like a pro. You're going to be better. And pro, this word pro and tips, there are all these buzzwords to get attention. I get it. But I also don't want people to fall into the trap of just following blindly that these pros says I need to do this and so I'm going to be a better photographer. Uh-uh. You know, so this word has this baggage that comes along with it, and I don't want people to blindly follow it. I think that's my first point is that word's again being overused. It kind of goes in cycles. It kind of goes up and down, and 7 pro tips to do this and pro dishwasher repair.
These days, you know, I think the word professional is very different than what it was even 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Some people say professional means you're somebody's paying for a service. Okay, that's one definition. Or someone who does things 100% of their income, whether it be $1 or $1 million. If 100% of your income is derived from something, you're a professional in that something. If I were the word police, which I wish I was at times, I think I'd eliminate the word professional these days. I really do. I'm going to hold this up so you can see. This is a microphone stand. I think I paid about $10, $12 for this. If they put professional right here, they could charge 1995.
Oh, easy. Yeah.
Because that's how people see things. And if you're a pro, that means he's a pro. He must be a better photographer than I am. Well, you know, John and I run workshops together individually. And I keep saying this used to be a time where nobody could outshoot the workshop leader. Yep. Not even close. And these days, I can tell you, if we have eight people in a workshop, I bet you that six out of the eight will take as good images as we do.
Yep, 100%.
Or better.
Yep.
So, you know, I think when we see pro tips, pro this, I think that word is way overused. Way overused.
Yep, I would agree.
I don't know what you substitute it with, but...
No, I don't know. I mean, it's really what professional means is these days, maybe, also is just somebody who, you know, practices more. Somebody who's got a camera in their hands more than other people might. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're better.
Not at all.
And so many professional services that we hire, not necessarily better than what I could do myself around the house. So, you know, it's just this sort of advent of or my caution of not putting too much stock in professional as a word to being the end all be all for knowledge. You know, if you're listening to this program, you're obviously extremely intelligent. Okay. So, you know, I know that you have enough knowledge to create beautiful images. And the trick is getting the confidence and knowing when to apply certain techniques and why you do that. It's the when and the why, not the how. The how's easy. The how's just repetitive motion and just a little bit of stored knowledge. Once you get past understanding how to use your camera technically proficiently, now you're into the what, when, and where, and why.
Yeah, I'm going to go out on a limb. So my camera is right there. I'm learning how to be a video star here on YouTube, John. So you and the people who are watching this on YouTube, bear with me. I'm going to look to the right here, your left, my right, because I just brought YouTube up. And I'm not going to get into names. I'm just going to read a couple of the titles that I'm looking at. If I was starting out in photography from zero, this is what I'd do. I don't know. Maybe it's going to be great stuff. Maybe it's not. There's, you know, eight tips to this. There's
mastering this. One
thing in composition that'll make you great. I mean, 10 pro Lightroom tips to boost your photography. I'm sure there's some great information in there, folks, but it's not the magic dust that's gonna make you into what you probably want to be as a photographer.
No, and what you know, and kind of what you and I, Jack, always preach to people is, you know, and it. That's the whole thing, like with Lightroom tips and post-process, and we all want to keep learning. That's one of the fun things about this hobby is to keep learning. Right. I enjoy learning new processing tricks and tips and all that kind of good stuff. But for me, a poorly composed photograph, I can process the heck out of it, and it's still going to be a poorly composed photograph.
You could dress up a pig.
Yes.
It's still a pig.
Yeah, it's still a pig, basically. So, you know, where is the effort and knowledge around creating beautiful artistic images? That's a hill that you and I are continually climbing and have for many, many years. And, you know, we're going to keep climbing it because I think that's the essence and that's where a lot of the reward for this comes from. You know, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of new people coming in that want to learn the basics and the fundamentals. That's great. We all have to learn somewhere. But once you learn what's next, how do you be an artist, not a camera owner?
Yeah, you know, the funny thing is that when we teach, and I believe me, I learned this from other people. I'm not smart enough to have figured it out myself. The one tip I can give everybody, and maybe I ought to put a YouTube thing. This
is it a pro tip?
A pro tip, one tip. Just go out and have a good time and enjoy yourself and let yourself be creative. And don't put pressure on yourself to have to, you know, watch and absorb all this information. It's so all over the place. I think you can get on overload.
Yes.
No? Yeah. I mean, it's like having a camera bag with 90 lenses in it. It's just overload.
And I have experienced in the last couple of years some folks that are just vapor locked, for lack of a better word. For young kids, probably don't know what that is, but us older people, you know, these folks, their brains are vapor locked because they have so much stuff running around trying to jumble and put it together to make sense of this information to execute a photograph in the field. And they just have way too much.
One of the problems is that with all this overload that's on YouTube and other places, I think that I can deal with it better than John can, kind of a little bit, because he's a little bit younger than me. Then again, the rocks in the backyard are a little younger than me. But when you start dealing with people who are new into photography, especially if they're in their 30s, late 20s, 30s, early 40s, and it's nobody's fault, but our attention spans are going away because of Google and Alexa and Siri and YouTubes and TikToks. All this stuff that's available. Mm-hmm. So you start watching a video that somebody's doing, maybe a really good video. Somebody's teaching you how to do this. Well, I guarantee you, you're not watching the video. You're watching a minute and a half. Then you're skipping up to the next section. And your next set, this is what people do. Our attention spans aren't there for anything. We don't read. You know what the average listening time on a YouTube video is?
I
think
30?
It's like a minute and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why the shorts are so big. And so even if the information is good, and some of it is, I guarantee you, you're skipping around. And you can't, you know, you just... It's kind of a minefield. It really is.
And I think the mastery of a subject isn't necessarily done in minute and a half increments. It's hours and days spent.
How about years?
Yeah, that's working up to that. But yeah,
you know,
yeah, for sure.
I remember when I was in college, my trumpet teacher at Indiana, who was the principal trumpet player at the Cleveland Orchestra, who was 19 and was there for about 27 years. He wrote a book, and one of the topics in the book was good days and bad days. You know, good days, you're going to have bad days. And I had about a month worth of bad lessons, and I was not happy. And Louie Davidson, his name is Louie, says, Jack, did you read my book about good days and bad days? I said, that's great, Louie, but what about good months and bad months? But, you know, it takes time. And... you know, I guess where we're going with this is absorb what's there, weed out what you think you need, weed out the guys and gals who are doing videos and promotion because they want a lot of viewers to gain sponsorships, and they're putting out clickbait titles to get you to look at stuff that may or may not be valid or may or may not be that important. There's some great stuff there, and there's also a bunch of, you know, information that frankly is not really going to help you, or has been done in a better way by better folks. And spend your time working on your the cognitive end of photography, the creative end of photography, and learning to enjoy being out and not putting pressure on yourself to come home with, you know, five magazine covers every time you go out.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good time.
It's just not going to happen. No.
It's just, but you're right. The professional thing, I don't think that's a valid term anymore. I think things have changed. The technology has gotten good, that the people who know how to use it are making every bit as good of images as big name people that we see their names all over the place. And
oh, yeah.
We all know who they are.
Well, you know, these days too, Jack, I was just kind of thinking as you were talking that it's, have you ever heard the phrase stop the scroll? So if you're scrolling social media, right, and what kinds of images stop the scroll? And for me, it's not, you know, and I know this is about art appreciation, and, you know, it's not the images that are technically perfect or that are screaming color or that are processed within an inch of their life. Those are not the ones. I just scroll as fast as I can past those types of things because I've seen millions of them. But it's the ones that have a unique vision, a unique perspective, a unique composition, something that gets me to engage my brain. Those are the things that, for me, stop the scroll. And those are the things that I aspire to do with my photography to maybe reach and touch other people, is create compositions that grab somebody's attention and hold it. You know, that's an aspiration in this minute and a half scrolling social media world.
Purple Cow.
Yeah, it's a great book.
Folks, look it up. I'm not going to go into it. Look,
yeah.
Just go buy it and read it.
Yeah.
Purple Cow.
So yeah. With that, I think a little bit of a rant, but just a little bit of a reminder for all of us, you know, even Jack and I, to really pay attention to the creative side, the artistic side of what we do as a hobby. Because I'm a believer. I take satisfaction in processing something well. I take satisfaction in doing some good work technically. But my greatest satisfaction comes from creative achievements and artistic expression. Those are the types of things that really speak to me the most and give me the most enjoyment in this beautiful hobby that I choose to make some money at.
That's very well put. I couldn't have said it better. Mm-hmm. Just enjoy what you're doing. Get out.
Yep.
Enjoy seeing what we get to see and the way we kind of look at it. And, you know, YouTube. I have such mixed emotions about YouTube.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But there are people doing some good work there. Some people I know.
For sure. It's a great resource.
We can go down a list, and maybe we should make a list, John, and put it up on our blog one of these days, and list the people that we watch. There are quite a few.
Yeah, you bet.
I'm still learning.
I am too. That's a good place to be.
Yep.
All right. So with that, I think maybe we'll cut this.
Yeah, that's a good. That'd be good because people have probably either fallen asleep or they clicked this off already with the mindset that people have these days. But those of you who are still listening, thank you for being here. We've got some guests coming up. Hey, look, it's springtime. I just killed a bug. Let's see. We have some guests coming up. If you have any questions, comments on what we just talked about, it is wetalkphoto@gmail.com. And, of course, if you do want to watch this on YouTube, you can go to our YouTube channel, which is, again, titled We Talk Photo.
Yep.
And thank you all for being here. And, John, enjoy the rain.
Thank you, Jack. All right, folks, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so what's its face? iTunes or GarageBand's on. This is on. I think we're good to go. Looks good. I don't know whether to wear my glasses or not. Just because of the reflection. Oh, yeah. I feel like my eyes are squinty when I don't have my glasses on. It's weird. All right. You ready to go? Okay. Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of We Talk Photo. I am John Peterson here with Mr. Jack Graham. How you doing today, Jack? Mid-40s and raining, which is, you know, that's what keeps the Northwest green, so can't complain. Yeah, and it's just, it's constant. But this weekend, 70 degrees, it's going to be the kickoff of spring. It'll be nice, yeah. Nice. Well, I'll be up there a week after you, I think, doing the doing my workshop. Yep. So yeah, I mean, 5 years, yep. Program, yeah. Yep. Yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure. Well, I think, you know, Jack, for me, it goes back to, if I was to take a big step back, you know, for many years, photography, they've questioned whether photography is an art form or not, right? Is photography art, as it's understood from the classical definition of art? And I think those of us that are photographers would like to think that it is. Great. So, you know, are painters famous for the paintbrushes they use or the paint they use? Are sculptors famous for the chisels they use or how they hold the chisel? No, but my point is that the really great artists are about the end product, not about the tools or the techniques necessarily. There are some exception to that, but it's about the creativity and being able to express your vision through whatever artistic medium you have. And I think that's where you and I have always been aligned, and kind of the foundation of this channel is really expressing more of the art and the creative side of this, not the how-to side. No. Yeah, that's kind of what started. I think this whole No. So I got 2 points for you, Jack. Kind of just to tie up the first topic we were sort of talking about, which was creativity and art instead of technical knowledge. And you know, whether you're a beginner, an intermediate, or a seasoned photographer, at some point we have to stop thinking about gear. I think if we want to create art, we have to stop thinking technically and start thinking creatively. And a lot of it's not necessarily about the how to do something, it's about the when to do something and why to do something. And that's why you and I don't necessarily get into the how side of things. We're more into the why and when and learning to see and those types of things. So that's sort of my way to tie up that last topic. But the topic that Jack and I have been talking about a lot lately is the use of the word pro, P-R-O. And, you know, if you follow these tips like a pro does, you're going to shoot like a pro. You're going to be better. And pro, this word pro and tips, there are all these buzzwords to get attention. I get it. But I also don't want people to fall into the trap of just following blindly that these pros says I need to do this and so I'm going to be a better photographer. Uh-uh. You know, so this word has this baggage that comes along with it, and I don't want people to blindly follow it. I think that's my first point is that word's again being overused. It kind of goes in cycles. It kind of goes up and down, and 7 pro tips to do this, and pro dishwasher repair, and Yeah. Oh, easy. Yeah. Yep. Yep, 100%. Yep. Yep, I would agree. I would agree. And it, no, I don't know. I mean, it's it really what professional means is these days, maybe, also is just somebody who, you know, practices more. Somebody who's got a camera in their hands more than other people might. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're better. You know, and so many professional services that we hire, not necessarily better than what I could do myself around the house. So, you know, it's just this sort of advent of, or my caution of not putting too much stock in professional as a word to being the end all be all for knowledge. You know, there's, if you're listening to this program, you're obviously extremely intelligent. Okay. So, you know, I know that you have enough knowledge to create beautiful images. And the trick is getting the confidence and knowing when to apply certain techniques and why you do that. It's the when and the why, not the how. The how's easy. The how's just repetitive motion and just a little bit of stored knowledge. Once you get past understanding how to use your camera technically proficiently, now you're into the what, when, and where, and why. Mastering this. No, and what, you know, and kind of what you and I, Jack, always preach to people is, you know, and it, that's the whole thing, like with Lightroom tips and post-processing, we all want to keep learning. That's one of the fun things about this hobby is to keep learning. I enjoy learning new processing tricks, and tips and all that kind of good stuff. But for me, a poorly composed photograph, I can process the heck out of it, and it's still going to be a poorly composed photograph. Yes. Yep, it's still a pig, basically. So, you know, where is the effort and knowledge around creating beautiful artistic images? That's a hill that you and I are continually climbing and have for many, many years. And, you know, we're going to keep climbing it because I think that's the essence, and that's where a lot of the reward for this comes from. You know, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of new people coming in that want to learn the basics and the fundamentals. That's great. We all have to learn somewhere. But once you learn, what's next? How do you be an artist, not a camera owner? Which is, is it a pro tip? Yes. Yeah. I have experienced in the last couple of years some folks that are just vapor locked, for lack of a better word. Young kids probably don't know what that is, but us older people, you know, these folks, their brains are vapor locked because they have so much stuff running around trying to jumble and put it together to make sense of this information to execute a photograph in the field. And they just have way too much. So...